Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Did you know you can now listen to all your favorite Radio Pulpit programs and more in English and vernacular languages like isiZulu and Setswana online? Tune in to our new online station, Radio Pulpit Jikelele, for award-winning Christian content and great gospel music anytime, anywhere. Listen to your favorite presenters like Ray Lekgodi, Lukhomkwedi Phuthi, Sibongile Mofokeng, Godfrey Moabi, Ayanda Nenemba, Anele Choja, Cheryl Moodley, Bahle Nhlapo, and many more. Radio Pulpit Jikelele, wherever you are, 24 hours a day. Tune in today. Visit radiopulpit.co.za or download the Radio Pulpit app and click on Radio Pulpit Jikelele.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
And yes, it's just a radio station full of life, actually. And why? Because the word is life. And we are governed by the word of God in all that we do as Radio Pulpit. We are your daily companion. Gave you awesome sounds coming there from Richie Imani and the title of the song, Glory to the Most High God. And we say glory to the Most High God, celebrating together with Mrs. Africa Classic, talking about Sesi Mpo, Me Mpo Mofokeng. She's on the line with me. Hi, my queen. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
Oh, man. We are excited on your behalf. We are celebrating with you.
Oh, yes.
So you came in at the beginning of the year some time back, and we spoke about you getting into this journey and also continuing to raise awareness around lupus, advocating for those that are suffering from lupus and also encouraging. But today you're saying you're breaking obstacles. You're breaking.
Yes, we are breaking obstacles, and the obstacles will always be there.
My queen, am I on speaker?
The speaker?
Yes. Can you take me off from speaker? Because we want to hear you much better.
Okay.
And yes, my family, we are celebrating Mrs. Africa Classic, Mrs. Mpo Mofokeng. And yes, she is a lupus warrior. We are with her up until 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, we will say goodbye to you. Germany, Johan Else will be taking you through with something else. And afterwards, Lukhomkwedi Phuthi will come through and join you, well, together with you, together with you on Spectrum Thought Sasir. And now, my queen, am I out?
Yes.
You're sounding much better now. So congratulations to you winning the Mrs. Africa Classic. How did it feel like before we even go to breaking the obstacles and everything? How did it feel like?
Wow. It has been busy, and I thank God for what has happened. Mm-hmm. The Lord is amazing, and you know, His mercies endure forever. We thank the Lord. It's so good. It's so gracious. You know, with the Lord on your side, you will never go astray. Sometimes it might seem as if the Lord is not there, but He's there. It is just that it wants us as children of God just to believe and trust His way, you know, because He is not a son of man who lies, nor changes His mind.
Yeah, faithful ever, forever faithful. I remember
forever
that.
Forever faithful.
Yeah. So, my queen, tell me about breaking obstacles now.
Yes. The break those obstacles, you know, this is my vision. This is the vision that the Lord gave me a couple of years ago. You know, I'm sitting in my office nicely, you know, as a PA executive. And then there was a way to break those obstacles. And I thought maybe my boss is talking to me. I said, what did he say? He said, what? Did you say something? He said, no. Then I knew that probably the Lord is in the story. And I took that to break those obstacles. Break those obstacles. Little did I know that I needed first to break my obstacles before I could break the obstacles of others.
Okay.
And then thereafter, I was diagnosed with a disease called lupus in 2011. From there, 2011, 2012, I had the seizure. Yes. It was not easy, to be honest. I don't want to lie. I thought the Lord left me. I thought the Lord left me because here I am, a child of God, spirit filled, speaking in tongues, reading the word, interceding for others. And here I am, I find myself in this dilemma. Not even the doctors could not understand what is this, because it took them almost 2 months to tell me exactly what is the problem.
What is going on?
And when they found out, they said to me, I remember the other doctor saying, oh, I thank God, it's not, you're not having AIDS. But I couldn't answer because, I was just near Makar.
Yeah.
But I thank God they transferred me to another hospital where they said they are dealing much better at Charlotte Makaike. They're dealing much better with the disease. So I seriously consider myself as the most important person in this world who has sent to fulfill, some destinies, to leave a mark, to inspire. Because in that group, I am today. Now I go to the hospital because I remember myself, I could not understand what was going on with me. So today it's me who's telling our patients, no, don't worry, because it can be very severe in first year to second year.
Yeah,
very severe.
Yeah,
you do not understand yourself who you are.
And so now you had to learn how to break obstacles in your own life first. Tell us about that experience. I've heard people saying, I can pray for others and they get healed. But when I pray for myself, it seems like it's taking forever. Kanti, where is God? People getting concerned about their own journeys with the Lord. How has it been for you?
You know, I had to go to James. To be honest, in this journey, I wanted to take the word of God as it is, because I wanted now the Lord to work in me. I wanted to see the word of the Lord doing miracles in me. So I had to confess that I am healed.
Yeah.
Even if I was falling, with the seizures, there is no signal where when I'm falling.
Okay.
I just find myself surrounded by people.
Yeah.
But I said to myself, I am healed.
Sure.
The following day, I will fall. And I said, I am healed. Why? The power of tongue. To speak, James chapter 3, where the tongue, it is so small thing, but it makes a grand speeches. So I wanted to confess, because the power, in the power, there's death and there's life. I wanted to live. I wanted to speak, to minister to myself. Yes, I had my pastors, different pastors, people, men and women of God, the prophets, praying for me, because they could see that, wow, this is not well. Mposhi is not well. This is not Mrs. M.M. that we know. It was tough, because I remember I was also bleeding with my eyes. But I had to stand myself and say, Lord, you heal all the diseases. Yes, lupus is a disease. It's not curable, because I started drinking 22 tablets and today I'm drinking 6 tablets. I had to confess, to stay in the word. And I remember each time when I fall, when I get back to my senses, I will just worship the Lord. It doesn't matter where I was. I just wanted to worship the Lord, And I remember very well, to be honest, I wouldn't be where I am. I could have died somewhere in June 2011 because I was diagnosed in June on the 4th. I could have died. When they transferred me to Charlotte Makaike, I saw a death. But I said, Lord, 2 things. Should you give me a chance to live?
Yeah.
2 things, Lord, that I'm going to do for you, for your kingdom, to advance your kingdom.
Yeah.
I'll talk about you, Lord, in a great assembly. And I will just worship you. I will praise you all the days of my life.
Sure.
And here I am. The Lord gave me a second chance. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Some of us, we are living a second chance. This is this is me, Mrs. M.M. I'm leaving a second chance, and I don't want to waste any moment because I'm no longer playing a church because I've seen the power of God in my life.
But what inspired you to start using your tongue? Because when you get bad report, most of the times you are hit by shock, and then followed by denial, followed by accepting, and then after accepting, now you start also moaning because of the nature of the diagnosis. I mean, it's terminal, it's all this, and there are no promises. It's scary, and you find yourself even finding it difficult to even praying for yourself, and praying and talking to God about it. So, what inspired you? What pushed you to start saying, "I gotta use my tongue"? It's time. I have to fight this.
And understand that I could no longer even speak. I could no longer do anything. You know, that is why it is very crucial as a child of God, read the word of God. Study the word of God because you will need it. Sometimes you don't have to carry it. But whatever you deposited for years, you're going to have to take it out, out of your mouth, because now you can no longer read. Can you imagine? I was now in hospital for 8 months. I could no longer read the word. To be honest, I don't want to lie. I was disappointed at God. Said, but Lord,
so you were angry or disappointed, not
Lord,
angry.
I'm worshiping you. How about the people who are just sitting there who are not doing anything? Couldn't you take from them? But you know, God, the Lord is never confused. The Lord who knows what He is doing. And then, you know what? I had to carry myself. I said, Lord, I need you. I thank God about my husband who was there from day one. You know, I was bleeding. As I was saying, I was bleeding with my eyes. It was not easy. I don't want to lie. As I'm speaking here today boldly about the Lord, it was never easy because I saw death, you know. And then there's a time then he needs to go home. He must go home. And I'm all by myself. The boys, they were still young by then. They were not allowed in the ward. It was my husband and my family. Then the time will come where I'm all by myself. And I said, Lord, not me. Because this type of lupus, it is the other one that attacked the skin. The other one, it attacked the organs. So all my organs were
attacked.
The brain function.
Sure.
Not at all. The brains, you know. I didn't know what I was doing because I was just lying there, not knowing what to do. It was not easy. It was not easy at all. I thought that the Lord, you really have left me. I thought that the Lord has left me, only to find that though the Lord, He is with me. He is in the story. But I have to break the obstacle. Because it's not easy to follow the Lord, I must confess. It is not easy if you want to see that you are really in the word of God, in alignment with God, let something appear in your life. Let something terrible come. And then you will see that, is it true? Are you serving that God that you are telling about? Then talk to your God to solve your problem. Talk to your God to help you in your obstacle, because it was indeed an obstacle. People were looking. Families were looking at me. They would come and they were saying, there's no, I promise you, a God of Mpo, we don't see anything. We see death. But I remember there was a man of God, my pastor by then. I remember the doctor, because I was coming out from ICU. The doctor said, you know what, she won't make it. We are losing her. And then I remember that man of God saying, this one, no. She's not. She's a child of the Most High God. And when my husband tells the pastor, she's out of hospital, then the pastor said, Mofokeng, I have to confess. I saw death. But I had to speak life in a death situation.
Yes.
That is why I'm saying we as a fivefold ministry, yes, we can see death. It's happening.
Mm.
But speak life in that death situation.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
The power of life and death lies on our tongues.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mm.
Yes, it lies. It lies on our tongue.
Mm.
Yes.
So it's upon us to start using and professing,
exactly,
using the tongue.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's up to us. Yes, people, even us Christians, we can see that, oh, no. She's on denial.
Mm.
Now she's talking, she doesn't know what she's saying.
Mm.
But you just need one who will say, no, like the pastor. He said, no, you're going to leave.
Mm.
No, doctor, no, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
She's a daughter of the Most High God.
Mm.
You needed someone because here I am, I'm believing, but I don't want to be alone. The power of the tongue, two or three, you know, when we agree, when we pray, the Lord is there.
Mm.
And that's exactly what happened. I saw the power of God.
Mm.
So that is why I'm saying, going around, telling people, yes, you are in a situation.
Mm.
You are in an obstacle, but...
You
are needed most, more than any other people to confess.
You are needed most to start conversing using your mouth.
Exactly.
But let me ask you a question then. What happened as you started confessing? Was it easy? Did you always remember to converse? Or there were days where you're like, oh, I was supposed to say this. And then now you have to go back and redo. Because when you are not used to something, and now you have to start from scratch. It's like, rewinding and winding yourself again. So did you find yourself in such situations where you spoke negative about the situation and now you have to go correct it with your words again?
You know, I remember this friend of mine came to hospital.
Mm.
And then she tells me the words. It was as if it was for the first time I hear someone who prayed. And I remember saying to her, you don't know what you're talking about. I am dying here. It's painful. Because, you know, with lupus, the joints, it attacked the joint.
Hmm.
Every joint was so painful.
Hmm.
But she said to me, tell you what, the Lord that you serve, He forgives all your iniquity and He heals all your disease.
Mm.
She said, Paul Lucas, it's a disease.
Mm.
The doctor says it's incurable.
Mm-hmm.
You are drinking 22 tablets a day.
Mm.
But Paul wants you to believe that it's a disease.
Yeah.
Every day, confess that the Lord, you heal the disease.
Yeah.
I wanted something simple. I said, okay, it is very simple. Psalm 103, verse 3. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, from all my iniquities.
Mm.
And Lord, you heal my disease.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, lupus, I am healed. Lupus is gone.
Mm.
So it was an everyday thing.
Mm.
Lupus, you are gone. Lupus, out to the lake of fire. I am healed.
Mm.
I am healed in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
Father, you heal all the disease. It was because it was easy. Now, I wanted something easy because understand that the mind also couldn't function. I had a brain fog. I couldn't say anything constructive.
Sure.
I couldn't talk because all of the time I was quiet.
Mm.
But inside my belly, inside, I had to confess because I'm confessing to who? The one who hears. The one who listens.
Mm.
The one who never slumber nor sleep.
Mm.
The one who hears me. Mofokeng is not there, but he's left to me. The doctors are there, but this one that I said, he is next to me.
Mm.
So I had to confess Psalm 103.
Wow.
Which I am still today.
Still confessing.
Lord, you heal all the diseases.
All right.
And you would understand many people consider a person with epilepsy. You know, you can say epilepsy or seizures to be a punishment for wrongdoing of the family. However, some cases, you know, I personally believe, you know, that it is a creature for a greater good,
mm-hmm.
you know. I don't want to consider myself that, oh, Lord, I have done the wrong thing. That is why you are punishing me. No, I am not.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that, you know, I am a person, you know, I may be convulsing for a greater good,
mm-hmm.
not for wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That mm-hmm. is why I consider myself as a most important person on this planet Earth,
mm-hmm.
you know, to leave a mark in a person's life, you know,
yeah.
and the people surrounding me in the community, wherever I go, now as Mrs. Africa Classic, can you imagine?
Wow.
Mpo, who once fell. Mpo, you know, at hospital, they knew me so well.
Mm.
They would know, oh, Mpo, she's here for CT scan.
Mm.
Because I will fall, my head, you know, in the house, I will fall.
Yeah, yeah.
But I knew that, Lord, these two
shall pass. All righty then. Let's take a break and still celebrate the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And still breaking obstacles, and we say amen. I'm going to take the sounds coming there from Spoony, and Spoony says, say amen.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.